I now have an ambition in this great time of news to tell you that deposition of the Christians, not the Jews, against John, Duke of Marlborough. Give ear then, sons of Britain, of greater crimes I sing than ever before were writ on since the time of a queen or king, are done by John, Duke of Marlborough. This man by constitution was made for liberty. He helped the late revolution on purpose to hurt popery, did this John, Duke of Marlborough. The next great crime of many his troublesome pride to show was marching to High Germany, and who gave him that damnable blow but this John, Duke of Marlborough. And more to mend the matter, to his shame and reproach, an army he made take water, and the general sent by coach, all proved on John, Duke of Marlborough. To show his weak devotion on keeping the Sabbath day, he the murder at hateful Remelly began upon a Whit Sunday. O heathen John, Duke of Marlborough! Though busy in his slaughtering, his avarice ran so high that rather than spare the most Christian king, he £10,000 gave to a spy. O covetous John, Duke of Marlborough! At Audenard, so ill to treat foes and make poor widows of wives, he took a delight to beat those that never beat him in their lives. O cowardly John, Duke of Marlborough! Buffler's a civil good man, safe in his trench's claws. From mines he made run like a footman, though bow worked as high as his nose. Uncivil John, Duke of Marlborough! To every tender Christian ear, when crimes like these shall come, I know not how they may abroad appear, I'm sure they found oddly at home these deeds of John, Duke of Marlborough. Some facts to make the French undone I've proved upon him well, and truly what is he has not done, impossible 'tis to tell of this John, Duke of Marlborough. To prove that all these things are so, and not what folks devise, was he ever the man that once spared the foe, or ever affronted the allies, this same John, Duke of Marlborough? Ghent, Bruges, and Tournai too, and late the strong Bouchain, of his own head he forced to obey to, though wanting his brother Eugene, hot-headed John, Duke of Marlborough. Of these immortal things he brags, 'cause we take no notice at all. You see with his pitiful French bloody rags how he littered poor Westminster Hall. O slovenly John, Duke of Marlborough! Nay, more, he still would fly at and all to mend the peace. Lord, how can we ever be quiet if we pardon such crimes as these in any but John, Duke of Marlborough? 12 years, it sadly true is, by taking towns and lines and baffling the poor King Louis, he has spoiled the pretender's designs. O meddlesome John, Duke of Marlborough! success still made him bolder, and by the monster's fall, he has passed on this isle for a soldier, but it seems he knows nothing at all. Rupert says so of Marlborough. This year for war he voted, but we resolved on none, for Monsieur was sure to be routed, and then High Church had been undone by English John, Duke of Marlborough. You see, the troops don't need him, he's out, and in France they laugh, and send any other to head him, and I'll warrant old Bourbon is safe. Keep back but John, Duke of Marlborough. For he as fame confesses that kingdom meant to devour, for which and his heinous successes he's broke, and our fears are all o'er. Thus fell John, Duke of Marlborough.